Patient name Willie, that's W-I-L-L-Y, last name Lutz, L-U-T-Z. Date of birth 11/6/46, date of service 6/4/25. This is a 78-year-old male patient here today. He's here with his daughter. They come in today. The daughter tells me that she's had fever off and on, also a dry cough, also states that he's had an increase in his urinary odor. Last night at 1 o'clock in the morning, he had chills, did not have a fever. However, day before yesterday, he had a fever up to 101. He's been taking over-the-counter Tylenol, Motrin, and it seems to control his fever. Here for evaluation today. He denies any chest pain or shortness of breath or abdominal pain. He hasn't had any change in his activity level. He does maintain his normal defecation and normal urination, except for the increase in odor. Doesn't really complain of any muscle aches and pains, although I tell you, this gentleman does move very slowly. Once again, he is 78 years old. He's not using any assistive device in our office today for ambulation, period. New paragraph, blood pressure 105 over 65, pulse 74, respiration is 20, oxygen saturation at 96% on room air. Temperature today is 97.5. Period, new paragraph, drug allergies, none. Current medications include Irbesartan 150 daily, Metoprolol 25 daily, Olanzapine 10 milligrams daily, Atorvastatin for cholesterol control daily, Bisperone 30 milligrams, Clorazepam 1 milligram PRN on a daily basis, Alendronate 70 milligrams, Hydroxychloroquine 200 milligrams daily, period, new paragraph. Medical history, all documented in the chart. He does have rheumatoid arthritis. He is status post tuberculosis infection of 2 years ago. He sees a pulmonologist on a regular basis. The last time he saw a pulmonology was 1 month ago. Also has hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Period, new paragraph. Surgical history, stents 3 years ago. Period, new paragraph. We obtained a urine specimen today. It was significant for bilirubin, ketones, protein, urobilogen. Negative for glucose or blood. pH was 6.0. Nitrites were negative. Period, new paragraph. The urine did look a bit dark. Period, new paragraph. Chest x-ray was done as well, related to his complaint of a dry cough. The chest x-ray did show some patchy infiltrate, more so on the right side, but nothing overtly alarming. Period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented. He is hard of hearing. He wears bilateral hearing aids, period, new paragraph. He answers all my questions. No mental deficit is noticed by me today, period, new paragraph. Eyes, pupils are equal round, react to light. Ears, he does show some mild erythema on the left and more so on the right to the tympanic membranes. Oral pharyngeal area, erythematous. Oral mucosa is moist. Neck is soft. No thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2. There is no murmur detected. Lungs are clear to auscultation. There is no altered breathing habit that I've noticed. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. Muscle strength in all extremities are plus 5. There is no lower extremity edema today. Period, new paragraph, assessment and plan. Otitis media. Upper respiratory infection, cough. Patient will be given Rocephin 1 gram as an injection, to be followed by doxycycline 100 milligrams BID. And then for cough, Bromfet DM 10 ml 4 times daily, PRN.
Patient is to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor symptoms, return back to clinic, or call us if not improving. I've discussed all this with him and his daughter.